As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Or if you're on house arrest, we're here for you. 3 hours every day, Monday through Friday. Come on in and stay a while. 877-3DP-SHOW is the phone number. Operator Tyler standing by, unless he's taking care of my puppy or he's creating a feast for Meat Friday. We'll have a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. We'll check in with Jim Cantore of the Weather Channel. When we talk to Jim, trouble's on the way. When there is trouble, Jim finds it. He'll join us coming up. He's in Florida, probably right in the eye of the storm. Paulie, do you have an update on Jim Cantore's whereabouts?
Yeah, I got him up on the screen right now. He's in Punta Gorda, Florida. And he looks like he's got a solid base and got a nice slicker on. He's ready to go.
All right. We'll have him joining us a little bit later on. Tailgate bundle dog treats. We've thought of everybody, and we thought of your puppy as well. Tailgate bundle. We've got something for your pups. Go to danpatrick.com. There's a lot of great things there. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America. Those are the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. And we got our play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that forthcoming. And we say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner, or listening on our great radio affiliates around the country, Fox Sports Radio, iHeart Radio as well. Yes, Seton, you look like you're poised, ready to say something really important.
Should we jump right into the poll questions, Dan?
Oh, is that good?
It's that important.
Okay, let me do the headlines first, okay? Yanks clinched the American League East. Aaron Judge walked four more times. Cardinals clinched the National League Central. Right now, Myles Garrett has a couple of, it feels like, minor injuries. I don't know if he'll play this weekend, but shoulder, bicep injuries there. And Hurricane Ian is moving sporting events. Here's Tom Brady talking about the Tampa game Sunday night against Kansas City, moving to Miami.
Preparations for an NFL game are pretty intense. This is a little different for me. I've never had to deal with anything like this. So, you know, we had COVID for a couple of years, and now with this seems like pretty intense hurricane coming our way. I don't think Tampa is probably, I don't think any place is very well suited for a hurricane to hit. But everyone in this area will be in our thoughts and prayers as we go through it. I know our team is going to have to adjust, go to Miami and practice there for the week. And then hopefully we can come back later in the week and play against the Chiefs Sunday night.
Once again, moving to Miami to practice, the game is still scheduled to be in Tampa Sunday night against Kansas City. This program brought to you by M-Drive, supplements for driven guys that supports healthy testosterone and the drive to get things done. You can try it for $5. You can text Dan to 55,000. Feel good, accomplish more. Text Dan to 55,000. Get your first order, $5. Message and data rates do apply. All right, Seton, you're ready to go with poll question suggestions.
Yes, Dan.
All right.
Off of the headlines you just read.
Okay.
Intentionally walking Aaron Judge is soft or smart?
Okay, my goal is to win. If I'm Toronto, my goal is to win. I'm in a playoff race here. I'm not here just to say, hey, I'm the competitor. I want to pitch to Aaron Judge. At the end of the day, at the end of the night, did I win? Did Aaron Judge cost me a win because I wanted to prove that I'm a competitor? I think there are times when you know when to compete and other times when you know what is the smartest thing to do if I'm a pitcher.
A.K.A. know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Seton. Yes. Now, do I like when a pitcher challenges somebody and there's nothing else at stake other than it's me against you and I want to prove that I'm better than you? Yes, but Toronto's got to be smart. They can't go, you know what, the heck with that playoff spot. Let's pitch to Judge because people are going to judge us. If this is throw out a team, if it's a, you know, bottom seller type team and they're not pitching to Judge, then yeah, I'd have a problem with that. But my goal is to win, and I have to win these games because I got to hold off Tampa Bay. Yes, Paulie?
Okay, so let's remove Toronto because you're right. Toronto is in that wild card mix.
Yes.
Seeding, that play-in game. They do need to win the games. But last week they played the Yankees played Boston. They played Pittsburgh. They're nowhere near playoff contention. In upcoming games against Baltimore and Texas, nowhere near contention.
Yes.
And those teams, the Pittsburgh team, the Boston team, they were walking in.
Well, Boston's not going to do it because that rivalry.
So you
they're not going to give up those home runs. That has an asterisk. I have to move the Red Sox to the side.
Okay, I got a follow-up question on Boston.
All right.
Do you think what we know about baseball, that when Boston is facing them, that the pitching coach or the manager says to his staff, we are not giving up this home run? Or is it kind of up to the individual pitcher?
I don't know.
To have that strategy. I would love to know that.
I don't know. It's like, does the pitching coach or manager say something to a pitcher when to hit a batter? Or is it just known? I'm going to guess that might be something that you talk to your pitchers and say, here's how we're going to pitch him. Now, that doesn't mean you avoid him. Here's how we're going to pitch him. Now, you might not pitch him correctly. You might not put it on the outside part of the plate. See if he'll go chase that. But you're not going to give him a meatball that's going to be down the middle of the plate.
But it could be somewhere in between. Like if you're pitching for the Baltimore Orioles in the upcoming games,
mm-hmm.
do you say, pitch him straight? Because we're not trying to avoid history.
Or I would hope the Orioles would pitch him. I would hope they would be competitive with him. But I don't know what the mindset's going to be of that pitcher going out there going, hey, do I just throw fastballs? Like, at what point do you say I'm altering how I pitch to Aaron Judge because of history? And really, that's what it is. This is, you're changing history by avoiding Aaron Judge instead of pitching to Aaron Judge. The Red Sox, I understood they weren't going to pitch to him. Pirates might not have good enough pitchers to get the ball over the plate.
They tried to strike
out. Yeah. It's like, we tried. It's not any good. The Rangers, I hope the Rangers pitch to him. But I don't know if this is like a company-wide edict where, you know, they send out a memo saying, whatever you do, you know, you're not giving up a home run to Aaron Judge. Yes, Todd.
If you're a very average, forgettable pitcher, no one's going to remember you ever. Your team's not in a pennant race. Would it be so bad to give up that 61st or 62nd home run? You're going to forever be remembered, even though it's more infamy than famous. You're going to be remembered, and they're always going to show them. There you are, throwing the pitch.
Of all the great comedians who have been at Caroline's in New York, do you think that they remember you because you didn't perform very well?
You know what? And this is complete honest. If I was the one that bombed the worst in the history of Caroline's, I could live with it. Just because I had the courage to go up there, and it's better than being completely forgotten among thousands of comedians that have gone on that stage.
All right. I love hearing that. Yeah, Paul.
I'll give Fritzy credit because there's a lot of people in this room and other rooms that wouldn't go up at Caroline's in New York City and even try a comedy act. Imagine you're some 26-year-old borderline MLB player. Like, I'm going to go out and strike out Aaron Judge. And, you know, and when people talk about his 63 home run season, I'm like, yeah, I whiffed him.
Or I gave up his 63rd home run.
Either one. I didn't park him on first base because I'm scared.
Yeah. I would hope that these pitching staffs that aren't in a playoff chase, that they would go after him. They would want to go after him, I should say. But, you know, Toronto, I have no problem them pitching. What are the hitters behind Aaron Judge when he's been walked? Because he hasn't hit a home run. I got numbers here. Aaron Judge, 4 walks, homerless for the 7th straight game. All 5 of Judge's plate appearances went to full counts. He's walked 11 times in 30 plate appearances since his last home runs. Okay, what have the hitters done? The hitter right behind Judge getting walked. Because that's your answer. If that person's hitting, then maybe they do pitch to Aaron Judge. But if they're pitching around Aaron Judge, then maybe they're doing the right thing. Yeah, Paulie?
I saw it last night. I had to double check this, but it was something like 2 for 31.
Okay, so why am I pitching to Judge if I know I got an easy out after that? If I'm trying to win the game. And they did this to Bonds. You know, big-time pitchers. They didn't want to pitch to Bonds. So this is going to happen. We wondered if Judge was going to break the record last week. Are they going to pitch to him? I hope the Orioles do. I hope the Rangers do. I understand Toronto not. I understand the Red Sox not. And the Pirates might not have been good enough to pitch to him. What else do you have, Seton O'Connor?
Well, we can stick with the Yankees here, and we have, I'd rather play my career with the Yankees or the Cardinals?
Well, Cardinals might be the nicest fan base you're going to have. Yankees going to let you know, good or bad, when you get immortality, like they have a monument park there, Yankee immortality is a little bit different. You know, that's like Laker immortality.
Yeah.
No. Montreal Canadiens. Yeah, Paul.
I guess I was suggesting kind of like a ball player lifestyle. We were talking to Clay Matthews. He said he played in Green Bay. He's like, great place to play. Couldn't go out and get a bite to eat because you're the biggest star in town. If you play for the Cardinals, it seems like a lovely community. I'd like St. Louis. You know they got a solid fan base. They're always competitive. They never do that. We'll tank and play for 5 years later. I can't remember them ever doing it. And you could be a star there and not be a star nationally. Paul Goldschmidt can walk down the street. No one's bothering him. No offense. But I wonder if you can go out socially if you're the star player for the St. Louis Cardinals. In New York, you can. There's lots of celebrities.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge can even go out for a bite. From a lifestyle standpoint, which would you guys choose?
Well, I'm from the Midwest, so I would say St. Louis. I would love to have that atmosphere, only because, well, there's a couple of reasons. It's a great organization. But Tino Martinez, who played for the Yankees and played for the Cardinals later in his career, he said they were too nice to me. He said, I was so used to being yelled at by Yankee fans, like, hey, you know, get your head out of your bleep. Get out there. Come on, let's go. In St. Louis, they were always positive, glass half full. Hey, you'll get them tomorrow.
We'll get them next time.
Let's go, Tino. Yankees wouldn't be doing that. Yes, he'd.
But that Yankees stage is still one of the biggest stages in sports.
Yeah.
You know?
But not everybody is good on stage, Todd.
That is very true.
Yeah. I mean, not everybody.
Doesn't need to be blown
up. There's some people shouldn't be on stage.
That's twice in one segment.
Yes.
Callback. Callback in the industry, they call it.
Just mean-spirited.
I know. Yes, Paul.
How many times have the St. Louis Cardinals finished in last place in their division in the last 30 years? None times.
I was going to say zero.
None times. Yeah. They don't do that in St. Louis.
Well, because they always had the Cubs there, too.
There you go.
Or there were some other teams in there that could finish last.
We'll say the Cubs.
Yeah. No, I understand what Clay Matthews said yesterday. You're in Green Bay. That's different. That's the smallest market. And if you go to Applebee's, everybody's going to go, hey, guess who's at Applebee's? And then you got, 50 people are going to be there. But if you're in New York, nobody cares that, you're at some restaurant. Unless you're Aaron Judge. I'm going to guess Aaron Judge would have a hard time walking into any place without somebody going, I'm going to let TMZ know, I'm going to let my friends know, and then you'd have a lot of people there. Yeah, Paul.
An Aaron Judge could walk to the restaurant.
Oh, call back. Okay. Call all back. Right.
Put it together.
No, he refuses to walk. Yep, he won't walk. No way. Nobody.
It's like all those people that were walking out of Caroline's that night, right?
Wow. Well,
right,
oh, that's three times.
Three strikeouts. Three.
Yeah, Paul.
I have some sound of Todd at Caroline's. Do you want to hear some of the crowd reaction?
Yeah.
Here it is. That's all we have.
All right. Okay.
I knew when I heard people sipping their drinks that was
when,
not.
When you could hear McLovin pouring his ginger ale, Todd had just told a joke, and no one laughed.
Someone's crunching their ice from the bottom of their ginger ale. Like, why am I hearing that?
But McLovin is across from me. You know the biggest noise? The biggest noise that happened the entire night when you were on stage is when McLovin... Like, we spilled drinks all over the table, and that was it.
He tucked the tablecloth into his pants.
Of course he did.
And then stood up and took the tablecloth with him.
That was the funniest thing that happened that night. Because McLovin is sitting there, and he sees it. He thinks it's a napkin.
He didn't do that on purpose.
No. But he was sitting. He was sitting there. And he thought it was a napkin, and he tucked it in his pants. And then he stood up like this, and all of the drinks fell.
Threw Fritzy off his game.
Yeah.
I should have brought him on stage with me. Anything to get a laugh. I don't care.
What a moment.
Yeah. Hey, quiet back there. I'm trying to be funny. Yeah, joke boy.
Joke boy.
Yeah.
Anywho.
All right.
Hey.
We went from Aaron Judge to that. How about we take a break? We'll settle on a poll question. Phone call is always welcome. And it's a great Wednesday. Jim Cantore will join us next hour. And got a few other things. A few things percolating.
We just heard from Mr. Al Leiter, who's going to join us next to weigh in on this whole walking judge thing.
Oh, I like that. Here's Al Leiter, big-time pitcher, and he faced those great home run hitters in Bonds and Sosa, McGuire. What is the role of a pitcher on a bad team to pitch, or a team that's out of the playoffs to pitch to Aaron Judge? So Al Leiter of the Major League Baseball Network will join us next here, Dan Patrick Show. Oh, Discover. I picked up that Discover card, and it felt warm the other day. And I said to my daughter, Georgia, this card is warm. She goes, well, I used it a couple times. I'm like, when's the last time you felt a credit card and it was warm? Well, they're always using the Discover credit card. And then they go like this. Well, hey, you can get cash back, right? So when I use it, don't you benefit? And I'm like, don't try that. But they're right. Discover.com/redeem rewards. You can do it for cash in any amount at any time. And that's amazing. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Stunning design, unmatched intelligence, and a compact ready for anything build. Sometimes exceptional's the rule. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz GLA. Member of the unrivaled SUV family. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Thursday night, it'll be the Dolphins versus the Bengals in Cincinnati. Dolphins are listed as 4-point underdogs. Over-under set at 47. Yes, Paul?
Are you a little surprised this Tua story didn't have more traction? There's a guy who probably had a concussion or at least has a back injury.
Yeah.
It kind of got swept quickly, and now he's playing on a Thursday.
Here is Tua talking about getting treatment.
I've been up here getting treatment, doing everything I can to get, you know, as close to 100% as possible. So, yeah, that means, you know, after all of this, you know, staying as long as I have to.
Okay. Now, I said before, the back injury would worry me more than the concussion, because the back injury feels like that could be something that's sustainable. But they don't put you in back protocol. They put you in concussion protocol. Look, if that's the story and they're staying with it, okay, fine. I mean, my job is only to, you know, observe it and then explore it and investigate it and try to find people who can talk about this. And if he did have a concussion, would I be surprised if he didn't have a concussion or get his bell rung? Yes, I would be. If he has a back injury, then that's something that could be staying with him for a little while longer. And you got a short work week, but he's going to be ready to go for that game against the Bengals coming up on Thursday night. Paula, you had some numbers on Aaron Judge. The print is really small. Can you decipher that?
I tried to find out. StatSync helped us out. In May, he was walked, Aaron Judge, every 9 at-bats he was walked.
Okay.
In September, he's been walked every 3.96 at-bats.
Wow.
He still gets a lot of first-pitch fastballs. That hasn't changed that much. But after that play, it's becoming a lot of off-speed pitches away. They broke it down that he's not seeing any pitches after the first one.
All right. We'll talk to Al Leiter, former baseball pitcher, works for the MLB Network. Doug in North Carolina on this topic. Hi, Doug. Welcome back.
Hey, Dan, I know you already know about this, but I think a lot of folks may have forgotten about this. I recently read a book about Hank Greenberg, and his 1938 season has been largely overlooked. Here was a guy that ended up hitting 58 home runs, and then starting in late August, they just simply stopped pitching to him. And the theory was always because it was anti-Semitism. The other guy between Ruth and Maris who really made a run was Jimmy Fox, Christian. He was pitched to all the way and just fell short. Greenberg really had a genuine chance to do it, but he didn't get the pitches.
All right. Thank you, Doug. Yes, I was aware of that. And I don't know if anybody was ever on record as saying that it was anti-Semitism. They didn't pitch to Hank Greenberg, but they did pitch to Jimmy Fox, that they didn't want Hank Greenberg to break Babe Ruth's record. Let's bring in Al Leiter. He faced some of the best home run hitters in the game, won 3 World Series titles, now works for the MLB Network. And MLB Network have Yankees and the Jays tonight. That will be nationally. Al, thanks for joining us on short notice. If you're on that Blue Jays staff, as you once were, what would the pitching strategy be for Aaron Judge?
Fastball is up and in, sliders down and away. Don't hang anything. He is, had an amazing year, Triple Crown year. And there would be no doubt how I would approach it, nor would I think some of my old pitching coaches and managers. I just heard that little soundbite you shown listened to. And it's not a stubbornness, Dan, and it's not a bravado tough guy thing either. It's just playing the game right. And while there's competition, it's the most awesome gladiator syndrome aspect of all sports. Mano a mano, you stand on the mound, you're facing a guy with a bat, and I'm going to try to exploit a weakness, and I'm going to do it. But to just randomly throw 4 balls, errantly way out of the zone, especially early in the game. Now, would it make sense if it's a 2-2 game, 3-2 game, tight game, and I got Aaron Judge up in the 7th or 8th inning? Probably dumb to give him anything good to hit. But, yeah, 100% we go after him.
But I also wonder this, though, Al. The hitters behind Aaron Judge haven't picked him up. So when they walk him, they don't do anything where you go, well, we got to pitch to Judge because the guy behind him is killing us. I wouldn't be pitching to Aaron Judge if I'm the Blue Jays because he's the guy I'm going to worry about beating me. I'm not worried about the guy behind him. So how much does that factor into your pitching philosophy or game plan?
Yeah. No, the great point, and that becomes dumb, right? If what you just described, everybody else behind Aaron Judge is a little leaguer or high school hitter, then why would you pitch to the MVP? So that's one facet which I haven't bored down on every single game and every single box score in the last however many he hasn't hit his home run.
Yeah.
As to who's doing what, I know they won last night. But no, that plays into it. Look, I think mostly, and it happened to me, I remember too distinct. It was in 98 when McGuire was down the stretch, and I think it was either early September or late August, and we were at Old Busch Stadium, pitched against Mac, everybody, packed house. I threw a ball, the place booed. The umpire called a strike, the place booed. Like, everybody just wanted to hit a home run, and it was cool. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I'm a little nutty anyway, but I was like, oh, this is awesome. He didn't hit a home run. He might have gotten hit. I think I struck him out a couple times, actually. But it was just, I because I was a little crazy. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I remember, I also remember when Bonds hit his 70, what did he hit? 73? Or, yeah. I don't know the number, I guess.
73.
It was at Shea Stadium. We were out of it. Barry was, you know, pushing. It was definitely in September. Place was packed. And I pitched to Barry. It might have been stupid, but I enjoyed it. I thought it was the coolest thing. And his last at bat, he didn't get a home run that night. But his last at bat, I think I hung a curveball or something. He hits a ball in the right center field at Shea, slides in the third base, and Barry he looks over at me and like kind of in kind of a cute way with Barry, whatever. He looks at me and he kind of like head nods and winks. He winks and he's like, "Hey man, thanks." And I thought about it. I was like, yeah, I'm going to walk you. I want to strike your ass out. That was my thinking. So, maybe a little different. I would go after, listen, if I was pitching tonight in Toronto, I would go after Aaron. I would be smart about it. And my whole job is about executing quality pitch. That was my mantra when I met Harvey Dorfman in the Mental Game of Baseball in 1991. And yeah, fifth, sixth, seventh inning in a tight game, probably we'll pitch around him a little bit. Yeah.
I understand the Blue Jays not pitching to him because they're in a playoff race. I understand the Red Sox because of the rivalry. But you've got Baltimore and Texas coming up. Those are teams that are not factoring in the pennant race. They should.
Also, Dan, then it becomes a command issue. I was just watching highlights this morning and watching the Nationals, some young kids that are pitching against Acuna. And boy, oh boy, you couldn't center cut those pitches any better. And I feel for it. I've been there. To give up home runs and hard hit balls. But you have a guy that's hot. The Braves are hot, and you got to be better than that. So on top of what you just said, now Baltimore had a really nice year, surprised a lot of people. But if you have young arms on the mound that really can't command it, he's going to get mistakes. In the case of over the heart of the plate.
We're talking Al Leiter, Major League Baseball Network analyst, of course, former pitcher. He won the World Series three times. Yeah, I'm just curious if pitchers not pitching to Aaron Judge are actually changing history by choosing not to compete with him.
Perhaps. I don't know if we could get in the mind of it, but if I bear down on the game, I know we got it nationally, and of course it'd be on Yes, but I could generally tell if a guy is throwing a non-competitive pitch that just looks like he's purposely trying to throw it out of the zone, as opposed to with conviction and intent behind it. That's pretty obvious if you've thrown thousands of pitches. So I don't know. I guess we got to start bearing down on how these pitchers just don't look like they're competing or not. I'm not going to believe that, Dan. I think there's a lot of pitchers that would accept this challenge. I'll give you an example. So that year, Big Mac in 98. So I later play with Steve Traxel. I love Trax. He was with the Cubs at the time, and he gave up Mac's 62nd home run, right?
Yeah.
In Bush. And to this day, I think if you talk to Trax, he's still pissed.
Yes, he is.
And I thought about it. I didn't want to be disrespectful to Steve Traxel, but I'm like, you know what? It was kind of cool. Like, you gave him 62nd. Like, I know you made a couple All Stars and all that, but like, not that you tried to give up the home run, but I gave up a lot of home runs. It's like, all right, so you gave up 62nd. I would not be timid about being the guy who gave up the home run. Not at all.
Oh, so you wouldn't care about going down in history?
No, hell no. No. How many home runs I give up every year? So you gave up the big one? All right. I mean, Al Downing, forever, giving up 715 to Hank Aaron.
Yeah, but I don't know if he wore it as a badge of honor there.
Yeah. No. I'm not. Now, again, I'm not saying like I want to be that guy. No, but I'm not going to shy away from not competing. So maybe, is that stubborn? Is it dumb? Maybe. It depends on the
score.
Well,
you got three World Series rings, too. That helps.
And I don't know when to wear them, Dan.
Great to talk to you as always. Thanks for calling in. All right, buddy.
Be well.
That's Al Leiter, MLB Network analyst, three-time World Series champ. And Al is a little off-center, but you got to be. You're a left-handed pitcher? Yeah. That goes with the territory. It'll be MLB Network. We'll have the Yankees and the Blue Jays coming up tonight. I would want to face somebody. I would want that. But I would want to be smart for my team. Individually, I want a piece of you. But I have to look at this in the totality of my team. The Toronto Blue Jays are trying to make the playoffs. You don't want some pitcher out there going, yeah, but I wanted to go after him. Okay, go after him at a different point. That's the guy in the lineup who can beat us, and then we don't make the playoffs. That's our goal, is to make the playoffs, not to go mano a mano with Aaron Judge. Yeah, Paul.
I guess I'm trying to put this in another sport, but when the Green Bay Packers, I don't know if the Packers are the team, but when Brett Favre and the Packers gave up the single-season sack record to Michael Strahan, and Favre let Strahan sack him to get the record in the last season of the game. Yeah. What if the Packers went the other way, and it's the fourth quarter, and they said, hey, the line got together, and Favre goes, let's double-team Strahan and put a back on him. He's not getting that record versus us. And they changed that. Which one?
I would rather they did that than how he got the record.
Yeah.
I mean, Favre just fell down.
That's back when he gave to charity instead of.
Wow. Wow.
Too soon?
Not soon enough.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that does feel like a play. Can I move on? That felt like a play that everyone respected what Favre did there in the moment.
I didn't. No, those are two great competitors. Favre was an ultimate competitor, and then he just fell down. Now, and that's why people look at that and they always go, yeah, well, Strahan's got the record, but I don't want the record, but I don't want that. But I want to be smart. But I would say if I'm Favre, I'd say he's not getting it. I may love Strahan, but I would love to say to Strahan 20 years later, dude, we were not going to give you that sack. Yeah, Paul.
I just watched a play again where Strahan got the sack record. They didn't even have a tackle on him. They had a tight end straight up on Strahan with no running back and no offensive line help.
I'm going to guess Brett said to the offense, hey, I'm going to let him get the sack. I don't know if I'm sure we talked to Favre about this a long time ago, but I don't recall what he said. I'd say to Fritzy, call for Favre, but I think he's got other things going on.
Yeah, there are a couple of things.
We'll ask him about those, too.
Yeah. Thank you, Todd. So what's the poll question we're going to go with there, Seton O'Connor?
Take that money. Course.
Course.
Course. Do I regret it?
Do you?
What, volleyball? Of course.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like it.
Yeah.
It might be soon. Let's see, Dan, question. Okay. Anywho, intentionally walking Aaron Judge is soft or smart? Right now, 59% of the audience, soft.
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 But intentionally.
Yes.
I go back and watch Greg Maddux. Greg Maddux never intentionally went at you, but he's one of the greatest pitchers of all time. He was just smart in what he did. I remember throwing a fastball. I played in a Cincinnati league, and these were against college guys and guys who'd played in the minors. I thought I could throw a fastball by this guy. He hit a bullet over my head that I can still hear it whistling because I thought this guy played in the minor leagues. I can strike him out by throwing it right down the middle of the plate. And I never did that again. I'm like, you're an idiot. But hey, I wanted to prove that I could go, I can throw a fastball by this guy. Like, no, you can't. Greg Maddux couldn't throw the fastball by you when he was in Atlanta, but he was smart in how he pitched. Now, does that mean he wasn't challenging you? Not to me. I'd rather have that than somebody who goes, here it is, hit it. I mean, I love Rob Dibble and I respect him and his mentality. But when hard-hitting Mark Whitten had three home runs and came to the plate against Dibble, and Dibble said, I made up my mind I was going to throw it as hard as I could right down the middle of the plate. And if he hit it, he was a better man than me. Well, he hit a home run to dead center. But Dibble's, that was his whole mindset. It wasn't the smartest approach, but it was his approach. But I want my pitcher to be smart. If you think you can sneak something by him, that's one thing. but I wouldn't bank on it. Let's take a break. We got phone calls coming up and our play of the day next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Oh, my God.
The play of the day.
Runner left side, got it! check this out.
3-2 to Alfaro with the bases loaded, two outs. Tied at 3 in the 10th. Kimbrel deals. The pitch is outside. Ball 4. And the Padres walk it off. Literally. Alfaro with his 5th walk-off RBI of the year on a walk as Azolcar scores. And the Padres' magic number to clinch a playoff berth is down to 4.
Courtesy of the Padres Radio Network. A walk-off. Literally. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Discover. Redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. And that is amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. So you had a walk-off, and then you had 3 consecutive balks in the Marlins-Mets game. So the pitcher's name is Richard Blyer. He committed 3 balks in the 8th inning. So Jeff McNeil was on first, and then he went to second, then he went to third, and then they brought him home. So the last time a team scored a run due to 3 balks in a single inning, 1988. Blyer is the first pitcher to commit the first 3 balks of his career in the same inning. He had not been called for a balk in 303 major league appearances.
Stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Stop. I get it as a former pitcher coming to a complete stop, but it feels like calling a balk is in the eye of the beholder. Because when you think about certain rules in sports, one of those rules that I always found interesting is the neighborhood play at second base. Now, I know they wanted to protect the infielder in case somebody was sliding in. I get all of that. So you can sort of be in the vicinity of second base. Doesn't mean you have to touch it. It's called the neighborhood play. Then you have the balk. Okay, was it that egregious where was it a complete stop? You know when you go to a stop sign and then you go? So it's a rolling stop. I mean, is it that big of a deal? Did he get that much of an advantage? 3 consecutive balks, and he had never had a balk called before. That feels like it might be the umpire. Might be.
Why would the umpire want to do that?
No, it's on him. Like, that umpire is the only umpire who's ever called a balk on him. So that would be his interpret. That'd be like the second base umpire going, no, you didn't touch the bag. Wait, it's the neighborhood call. What are you doing? Nope, you got to touch the bag. That would be, there was a play with Dante Bichette last night where he slid into second, and then the fielder kept his glove on his foot the whole time, and then he lifted it up for a second, and then they called him out. So the glove was on him the whole time, and you know he lifted it up for a split second. They're like, yeah.
I wonder what the line was on that game.
Ooh. Just asking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Paul.
So there's many types of balks. This is the one where you have to come to a stop during your windup.
Yeah.
When the hands come together.
A complete stop.
According to the rules, when the hands come together for the pitcher, signifying the pitcher has come to his set position, mm-hmm. he must stop completely for a second. That's written in the rule books. Mm. Many pitchers, when they get in a rhythm and are pitching well, won't really stop when their hands come together, and they'll go right into delivery. According to the analysis of last night, this guy was rolling through the stop. Just like you said, you know some people at a stop sign, they do the pause, and then they accelerate?
Yeah.
That's okay. This guy, they're saying, never did the pause. As his hands went down, they flowed right to the pitching.
Is this the first time he's pitched that way? Because in 300 plate appearances, he's never been called for a ball.
Right. This is the rolling stop of pitching. Mm. He didn't even pause and go.
We're going to bust you on that, but that neighborhood play at second base, you don't have to touch second. Don't worry about it. You know, it's part of the charm of baseball.
Human element.
Yes.
This is what we want in the game, the human element.
Well, you got that, the human element. Yes, Paul.
I love looking at the Major League rule book because there's a lot of obscure rules that aren't used anymore. Here's a rule that's a balk. You cannot pitch while not facing the batter. Like a Mahomes play, like a look away, you have to be I can't imagine. You have to be facing the batter.
I'd prefer that you were facing me.
It seems like you get a lot more velocity.
I think just safety-wise, too.
Yeah, you're throwing that fast. You might as well just look at me.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Jim Cantore is going to join us next hour. He just sent a tweet that we got 155-mile-per-hour winds. This could be one of the strongest hurricanes in Southwest Florida history. Cantore will join us if he can. He's on duty for the Weather Channel. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers already going to Miami. See, that's usually you get out of Miami when you think you're going to have one of these hurricanes. But where it's going to hit, going to Miami to work out and then come back and then host Kansas City on Sunday night. Yes, Paul?
What is the number of miles per hour a hurricane has to be considered Category 5? What's the minimum? Want to play that game?
160.
Go 160.
160.
Ooh. That's the over-under. I didn't want a piece of that.
Do you know what a Cat 5?
You do. Oh, you and your people call them Cat 5.
No, I like to call them Cat 5.
Cat 5.
Category 5, a maximum sustained winds of 157 miles per hour or higher.
Ooh, I went over.
Ooh, 156 and a half is the line there.
Okay, what's the punishment?
1,000 pies in the face?
A pie at 157 miles per hour. Yes, Tom?
Is there a hurricane radar gun? Does Cantore have something where he's just kind of behind the eye of the storm?
All right, bloop. They probably do have a gun. We'll ask him. Put that down in the Jim Cantore notes there, Tom.
I'm going to do that.
Okay. Shane in North Carolina. Hi, Shane. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Second time caller, long time listener. Love the show. Following up on your Rob Dibble comment about throwing hard, got to go to spring training back in the day when I was in college and Dibble was on the staff, standing right there by the pen. He's throwing a pen. And I don't know who the coach's name was, but really got up in his face, just really technical, you know, 3 more inches of pronation. If you flex your arm, I mean, just really technical stuff. And Dibble's just staring at him. Guy goes on for about 5 minutes, stops, looks up in Dibble and goes, "Hell, Robbie, throw it hard," and walks away.
Talking to himself, yeah. But Dibble threw a hundy. All I know is he threw a pitch, and he hit Tim Tuffel. Tim Tuffel was an infielder for the Mets. He hit him in the back with the ball. And I swear to God, the ball stuck there for a split second. It's almost like his back, there was an indentation and the ball stuck there and then dropped. And then all hell broke loose after that. Yeah, Paul.
I've got the video. Poor little Tim Tuffel, he gets hit.
Oh.
And you know when you want to rush the mound? And then you realize your pancreas just got exploded by a fastball. He just kind of goes, oh, stops.
When you get hit, it hurts. The key is to make it seem like it doesn't hurt. I had a hard time doing that. You just didn't want to cry as you go down to first base. Yes, Todd.
Oh, I cried. There was this one kid, David Shinrod. He threw it so hard, I couldn't help but cry. Hysterical crying.
Yeah.
I wanted out of the game.
Get me out of the game.
It's hard. Hit me in the back.
He hit me with the ball.
One more item. We close out hour one. We all have different ideas about success, and we achieve it at different times in different ways. And if you've recently changed jobs, or maybe you're thinking about retirement, you got to be thinking about your version of success and striving to reach your financial goals. It's time to start thinking about investment portfolios and retirement accounts, because retirement's a big deal when it comes to investing for retirement. Can't afford to make mistakes, and you shouldn't have to do it alone. And you don't have to. Stifel Financial Advisors have been helping clients like you for over 130 years, helping you create personalized retirement plans, understand the many options for claiming Social Security, and implement an investment portfolio designed around your needs. That's just the beginning. As a client, you have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views, enabling you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Find your Stifel financial advisor at stifel.com, STIFEL.com, Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.